Delusion is a lie that tells the truth. Now, welcome to my podcast. When I was 16, I had an affair with a married man. Unknowingly, had an affair with a married man. He was 40. He told me his wife and him were separated and he was living with his mother. He also said that age was nothing but a number. Was my show for my age. 2 years later, I got pregnant with my son. I kept everything quiet, never spoke about who the child's father is. I just hid it to protect him. He messaged me a few years back but this is not the story. I'm actually getting somewhere, but I want you to know the story from the beginning. A few years later, he messaged me and he said he saw my son on Facebook, said he knows my son is his. Well, he's still with the same wife, the one he said he was separated from. And said my son is affair baby number 4. Yeah. So presently, as a single mother, my boyfriend recently proposed and I said yes, but I'm worried I might be settling. I mean, settling for less. I feel like I deserve more. I met my boyfriend on the Tell It All group on Facebook. After a string of terrible dates, you know, Accra, all the men in Accra are mad. All I could find were men who just wanted sex and didn't truly understand the compromise needed to do the single mother. My boyfriend is a kind, sweet, thoughtful man and has embraced my son as if it's his own. He helped my son, take him to get his hair cut, you know, everything you could think of. My boyfriend is more involved in his life than his actual father, even though I've tried countless times to make sure that his own father is part of his life, you understand? But every time I try to make sure I fix a day for them to meet, he always comes with excuses. It's not like I'm forcing him though, but I just want him to be part of his life because, I don't know, my son doesn't have a connection with this person I'm about to marry, but I want his father to be part of his life. My son is having a lot of questions. He's asking so many questions. He's at that age right now where he wants to know everything that is going on. Yeah. So back to my boyfriend. So when my boyfriend asked me out, he wasn't really my type. You know, he was a bit short. Yeah, because I'm 5'9" and he wears he dresses some way. He's not a pastor though, but there's a way he dresses that I don't really find attractive. And I have to constantly tell him to get a haircut. He cleans up well, but you know, down there, it's a bit like the hair down there, you know what I'm talking about. It's a bit too much and it's a ton off, and it's kind of like affecting our sex life. You know, when you're having sex and there's a whole lot of hair brushing your vagina and all of that. I don't really like that, you understand? At least trim it a little bit. It's not like a soldier is selling shaving stick that you can't go and buy, you understand? But I'm not here to talk about bushy, you know, whatever. He doesn't really, another problem I'm having with, he doesn't really like to splurge on nice dinner. I hinted at wanting a romantic getaway to Royal St. Chi. You know, I don't really feel special in our relationship. You know, I just wanted him to do something nice for me, at least for once. Just do something nice. Let's go lodge somewhere and just have fun. It's not like I'm even mentioning Dubai, because some of my friends are actually going to Dubai, Morocco, and stuff like that. Some of my friends are like, you know, but I don't want to. I'm not some of my friend. It's not that I'm not. I'm thanking God for him, but I just feel like I need to be celebrated more in the relationship. At least splurging every once in a while in the relationship is not gonna kill you. At least you understand. So I asked my dad. He thinks I would be foolish to let him go. I could really use... And my, then I was asking my dad that even you, before you came to my mom, you didn't come in empty-handed. You understand? You didn't come in empty-handed because I know my mom. My mom is not someone that you could just come with whatever the fuck you feel like. You can't come with a bare minimum to her. I know her. She has high taste, like good qualities. And you're saying that I should settle. I feel like there's more. I feel like there's more because I don't want to be in a situation whereby after being married, then it feels like I'm not supposed to be here. But every once in a while, at least I want to be able to get some of the new stuff that that girls are using. I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for small thing. What is Ria saying? She that we can't go. At least let's go to Moving Peak. Let's go eat buffet over there. Let's just chill. Let's go to Ada. Let's book something there and just sit and just have fun and all of that. Because the whole thing is getting boring. And it's as if every time he's always complaining, you know, Ghana is hard. I've told him countless of times. Meet your friends. Ask them what they are doing to get this money so that you can get some of the money to yourself. So I'm just tired. It's not, I know you guys are judging me, but I'm just trying my best to make sure that I don't want to get into somewhere that I'm not supposed to get in. I don't want to settle for less. I don't want you to, to bring me into this marriage and you come and suffer me and all of that. I can't. Life is already hard. I don't want a partner that will make things so hard for me. I'm not asking for much. I'm asking for something that I desire for real. Yeah, so that is all I have to say right now. I know a lot of you guys will be judging me and all of that, but I don't really give a fuck. I'm just saying what is on my mind. I don't want to be stuck somewhere whereby I feel like, I don't want to be in that marriage and I start looking outside for stuff that people are, because even girls that are not nice like me, they are being treated well with respect. One of my friends recently even told me that her boyfriend took her to Royal Ascension. And the hotel rooms too, they are not that expensive. They are like, it's something that if we can gather ourselves in within a month, we can go there and just chill. It's not like I'm saying that we should stay there for a month or a getaway to Greece or anything. We are not going to Santorini. We are just going to Ibiri. We are going to Ibiri, yeah. Like, it's not far. We can even use structure. We can use a bus to get there halfway and just go. I'll drop my son with my mom. So all I'm asking for is for him to splurge. At least just take me to Movie Peak. Let me just go and eat buffet. Their Sunday buffet is not really that expensive. Yeah, at least let me just eat something. I just want to feel love. You understand? I just want to feel love. Oh my God.